Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Coastal News First Look. I was trying so hard.
We are Si and Sophie. This is Coastal News, a home and away podcast, your weekly episode companion podcast for your favourite Aussie soap.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Coastal News First Look. This is your Sunday night's gaze into the crystal ball to look at what's coming up on Home and Away in the next week. But don't forget that our main podcast episode was uploaded on Saturday morning, where, as usual, we discussed all of the drama from last week in Summer Bay. But if you want some spoilers about what's coming up this week on the show, then you're in the right place, because we're about to have a little sneaky peek ahead to the episodes that will be airing on Channel 5 and 5 Star this week. And I'm joined, as always, by Si. Hi, Si.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
How are you? Yeah, good. Good, thanks for asking. You?
Yeah, good, thank you. Not too bad. Horrible weather, isn't it? But apart from that.
Storm, baby.
Yeah. I know. A bit wet and windy out there. Yeah, curl up with a hot drink and listen to us talk crap for the next 20 minutes.
Yeah. What more do you want?
Exactly. So I need an episode number from you, because we try and guess the next episode, don't we? Which will be Monday at 6:30 p.m. because we watched at first look pace. Do you
is
have
it 8,111?
Ooh.
8,111. Yeah.
11. Okay, let me just put that into the machine. Oh, apologies. It is telling me that it's 8,112.
No. I was so sure.
I know you were. 8,111.
No, you're winding me up.
No, I'm not. That was Friday First Look episode, where Leah was worried about Theo. Marley was in the middle of Rose and Xander's feud. And John's big night was in Mackenzie's hands. But Monday is 8,112. I know, I feel bad actually, because you were so convinced. I've crushed you.
Yeah, you have. What are you going to do about it?
I'll just give you the glass of Prosecco anyway. How about that?
Yeah.
Okay, we're all good.
Thanks. What's a night? What's a day amongst friends?
Exactly. It's so close. Mm. You might as well have the Prosecco. You know what I mean? So let's have a look what's happening. So, oh gosh. John has bigger problems than a hangover.
Well, he's hitting the booze, isn't he, at this cocktail night? I was watching it thinking, hangover's coming, but bigger problems than a hangover. Uzi took home. He's not woke up next to Gerald, has he?
Oh, elusive claustrophobic Gerald. Gosh. Possibly. Yeah, we saw a little preview, you know, at the end of First Look on Friday, where John's got sunglasses on. He's looking a little bit ropey.
I didn't watch it. I turned off before. Yeah.
Did you? There was a little clip of him on the beach looking a little bit, you know, a little bit pale.
Oh, dear.
With some sunglasses on. But then bigger problems than a hangover. There's obviously something kicked off at this little, team bonding team bonded
something's
session.
Gone down.
I can't even guess it. Theo chooses study over music. Well, we know this already, don't we? Because
it's real. Justin
somehow managed to convince the TAFE people that he's no longer a cheater,
just like that. Oh, that's all it took all along. Yeah,
I was angry. I was angry, and now I'm over it. That's basically what happened, I think.
Yeah, off you go.
Yeah,
as
you were. Yeah. You got some community service. So we knew you were a cheater. Now you've admitted that you were. You've got anger management problems. You've had community service for beating a guy to a pulp. You've got a suspended sentence. Let's be honest, he's still got this sentence hanging over his head. And yet TAFE have gone, oh, okay. You can be the supervisor again, no worries.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, isn't it?
It's a bit mad. But then otherwise it would have been Jacko from Mangrove River, who was as, you know, dodgy as they come. So,
but I think I would have liked to have met him.
Me too, actually. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We got a type.
Yeah. Marilyn's on thin ice with Rue. Oh, God.
Oh, well, this was coming. Marilyn's been looking a bit shifty, every mention of Rue coming home.
Yeah.
So I think a bit of a clash is on the cards here.
Judgy, judgy, roo, roo, back in the
Yeah,
bay.
yeah.
Oh.
And we already know, she said it, was it yesterday? She said it Friday or whatever. You know, Marilyn's already blaming herself for it all.
Yeah.
She probably doesn't need it, really.
No. I think she was quite happy for Rue to be in the city, wasn't she, to be honest?
Out of sight,
Oh,
out of mind. She buried
so
her head
was
in
I.
work.
Yeah, she did. Yeah. Oh dear. Okay. Oh, the L word. Eden and Remy are lost for inspiration.
But
Okay.
they can't write a song then.
I've got no clue. Well, they did mention hilariously that they were going to go and write some songs, and Brie was like, "Oh, you're just great songwriters. You can come up with something." And I think it was Remy that said, "Well, actually, she's the songwriter. I'm not." And then Eden said, "Yeah, but I've written one song ever."
Yeah.
So
Well,
neither of them are songwriters.
but they did that music creative thing, didn't they, where they went off to the retreat, the
Yeah.
parents' house or
Yes.
something, and
Yeah.
you'd think they'd be able to write about all this
That's
shit
true.
show.
Oh, actually, okay, I was gonna sort of get a bit snoozy over this and say, oh, L word again. But
Yeah.
because they were off doing this at Remy's parents' holiday house and we're still seeing them, does that mean we get to see Remy's parents' holiday? Oh, we got a new set?
No,
No?
but just to be
No.
back, like, I know we've achieved nothing.
Okay. I was
And
getting excited.
Eden's pregnant now.
Oh, Jesus.
Spoiler.
Oh, no, nobody needs that.
No,
I was getting excited then. I was thinking, oh, we're going to get a new, like, yeah, we're not, are we?
I
No.
doubt it. Yeah.
Okay. They went for a weekend, basically.
Yeah.
Failed. Okay. Marilyn fears that she's lost a friend. Is she a friend? Is she a foe? She's
She
been a.
ought not to be over the for what you know the last couple of years,
Yeah.
really.
She's
She
been a
wouldn't be
shit
my
friend.
friend. Yeah, she
No.
has.
Rue, you're a shit friend. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rack off.
Rack off. Rose defines her parents' separation. Rose defines her parents' separation. Okay, I don't get this. She's gone to see her mum, hasn't she? Are we going to see this?
Is that a weird wording? Really? Are we actually going to find out what happened, basically? But they've just worded
Or
it strangely.
did she define the end of their relationship? So the fact that she existed defined the end. I don't know. I don't know. I'm thinking too deep, I think.
Yeah, that word defines throwing us.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's keep reading. Felicity runs from her problems. Oh, God.
What's new?
So
Literally, what is new?
is this Tane? Is the problem Tane still? She's running from
Of
Tane?
course. What could? What's
I
up now? God's
don't
sake.
know. We just had the whole let's be honest, no more lies, let's move on. What happened after that? Nothing. I don't know.
Well, like you said, it was too good to be true, so it's got to be something, hasn't it?
Didn't think it would be this quick, but yeah,
No,
unfortunately.
it's a bit fast. Can't get a minute, can they?
No, neither can we. Yeah, mad. Eden and Remy face their reality. What the is this finally over? Like, can someone just call time on Lyric now?
I know. Like, you're down to two members. You're flogging a
Yeah.
dead horse. Do you know
And
what I
you
mean?
can't write for Toffee.
And you can't even think of the you think of thinking get someone else to write for him.
If you
Can't even think
can't
of that.
even write a song when everything's gone to shit, which is normally where artists find their inspiration, you know, when they hit rock
Yeah.
bottom
Yeah.
and you know they normally, I'm not being funny, but that's when the best music gets written a lot of the time. You know, the best albums, the best songs come out of something tragic, something horrible, something traumatic. If they can't even find inspiration from what they've been through this year, then are they ever going to find? I know they're a bit of a poppy band, though, aren't they? They're a bit of a upbeat kind
That
of,
doesn't, yeah, but that doesn't mean you can't write
No.
about real issues, does it?
Yeah.
I don't know. For me, it's over. And yeah. I think the sooner they realise that, the sooner they can move. In a way, Theo's done the right thing, and he's accepted it. He's come to the acceptance bit a lot earlier than
they're in denial, aren't they? It's the grief stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's the death of Lyric, and they're in denial, and Theo's moved on to acceptance. There we go. Oh, that's deep, isn't it? Okay.
It's way deep. We're not even covering them.
True that. Okay, you ready for this? Irene.
About Eden. Irene. I told you she was coming back.
Irene uncovers Harper's secret.
Here we go. She's walked in. Madden could easily just walk in. I knew Irene's obviously thought, oh my God, this is going to kick off.
Yeah. I'm waiting for this, to be fair.
Me too. Okay, I'm excited now.
Oh, okay. Well, it didn't take long for her to decide what to do, because the next line is Irene chooses to protect Dana.
Oh, shit.
I said to you, didn't I, a couple of weeks ago or last week, I said Irene is a soft touch when it comes to somebody that's, you know, needs a second chance.
This is out of Irene's depth, this. This madam bloke is going to run rings around a lot of them.
She's going to end up with a criminal record again.
You mentioned that the other week, actually, didn't you?
She's already been to prison once. You remember when she went to prison last time, and wasn't somebody giving booze to the guards to get her to come off the wagon?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, do you know what? If that's where we go, I'm here for it.
Well, yeah, we have said before that we do like Irene on the grog, don't we?
Yeah, and what, do you know what we love more than that? Is Irene with a storyline. Yeah.
Okay, bring it on. Bring it on. Oh, okay, so we've just been talking about Flick and Tane and their jeopardy. But it says here, Tane plots his future with Felicity. That sounds more positive.
I can't quite put my finger what's going on here. She's running away, but he's plotting the future.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Don't know. Oh, Tane's plotting it without her knowledge, maybe.
Yeah, and she's running away.
Oh, God. Okay, maybe we're not...
They're not on the same page, are they?
We're not out of the woods. Okay.
They're on completely different pages.
Buckle up. It's going to be a bumpy one. Okay. Cash chases a lead. This always makes me laugh when he's doing something. Cash has got a new lead. Cash is chasing a lead. I don't know why.
Just giving us an update on his work.
No idea what it means. Harper fears for her sister's safety. Oh, Lord. What happened? Has she been busted by someone else then? She's been busted by Irene, but Irene's obviously gone along with it.
You know, the other week, and you were like, oh, she can't keep this one tied down. She's gone on a walk, hasn't she? She's gone walkies.
Probably. She probably walked straight to ICPD and walked straight into Madden. Oh, dear. Okay. And then, oh, gosh, the last line of the week is Tane and Felicity plan for their future. Two of them together.
They're so confusing next week. Future Tonicity are very confusing.
It is confusing.